Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your guy Gary from the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen, I just want to let you guys all know I really appreciate every last one of you for rocking out with your boy, listening to the podcast. You know, people who have been rocking out with this series that I've done. This is my first series. This is the second season of the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen, these episodes have been getting neck to neck amounts of views, you know, like it's crazy. And I just want to appreciate everybody that's been listening to it. I'm guessing you guys are enjoying it. I'm guessing you guys like what you hear. So listen, I want you guys to really pay attention. I think there's a few gems in this conversation that I think anyone, any young couple, any single, any married person, especially younger, I think that they really can learn from this. Me and my guys really, you know, just really enjoyed this conversation. Like, it's actually one more installment after this that you guys will get next week. But I'm not going to talk y'all heads off. I want you guys to listen to the episode. Let me know what you guys think. You know, I really want to know if you guys want more content like this. I really like to know, like, you know, if you guys have topics that y'all want to hear about. I am very open to, you know, possibly, you know, recording episodes that people may want to hear about, may want to topic situations, whatever the case may be. It's 2022 and we are going to be stirring the pot as much as we can. I'm not one to keep my mouth closed about things, and hey, you know, who better, right? So listen, here go the episode. I hope you guys really enjoy it. Listen, this is Stirring the Pot podcast, the hottest podcast in the nation right now. Y'all better listen up. I'm telling y'all now, before it's too late, lock in. See y'all in a little bit. Enjoy the episode. All
right, let's get back to it.
He saved my life.
How come the beginning of a relationship or marriage, everything sweet, seems great, it's the best thing that ever happened?
Not
then shortly after, things change. Why is it?
Because y'all really don't know each other until y'all live together. Like, that's when things start going down. You live in the house, each other, you really see how you each other look. You be like, all right. Then it be the nagging. Be a lot of things.
So sometimes when you get out that little honeymoon phase and you really get to know
it. Yeah, you like that.
The fire. But that's what I'm saying, though. So why does it have to change? Like, when the fireworks stop.
It don't have to.
But that's just the way
it changes. Because things change.
People evolve.
You might see the way she start paying bills.
First stage be that hunt, like you hunting them down, so you willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
So you put all into that first stage. But then that second stage is kind of like truly getting to know them. And that shit is where way in there. Like, if she dirty, if she really know how to take care of certain bills, if she broke, if she been borrowing money this whole time and you ain't know it.
They say,
all that way in, you be like, nah, that's not what I thought it was.
I was always taught, you don't know per person until you move in with them.
Yeah,
that's what I was always.
So this question goes for single guys, guys that's in relationships, and guys that's married.
Well,
what happens when you marry?
I'm gonna keep it funky like feet. You already know me.
I'm gonna keep it funky like feet,
man.
My shit was good, but when I got married, I say, now goddamn.
Yo, sometimes they put on a facade, man, and then once they get that ring, they start acting different. You like, hold up, I ain't sign up for this.
Well, for me, my shit ain't changed. When we put the ring on. My shit was
tested. I think it's just human nature.
Because if that shit changed, when you put a ring on, I don't want it.
But
I wanted to change.
Y'all was saying, like, you grow as a person. So even with that person, yeah, y'all might be right here, but one day she might be right here, and y'all off. But that's the disconnect, and y'all got to get back in line. Y'all got to it's a time when, like, it might not be because you just is a fall off, what you call it, a what's the name period, like a, like the romance is doing. It might not just be that. It might not be that. It might just be that the y'all just gotta reconnect again. Like it just that's all it is. You know what I mean? It's not a not a bad or a good thing. You know what I mean? It's
you're not gonna be
you gotta go through to get through.
You're not gonna be in a perfect relationship. But like I said, I don't want my relationship to like if it's gonna change for the better, but I don't want it to change if I because I put a ring on your fingers.
Yo,
because a ring. Well, what does the ring means?
It
could
like,
mean. I don't like if I take this shit off, that don't mean I don't love you no more. I'm still married to you. Me and my wife married. She don't, but we don't have. She don't have my last name, but that don't mean I'm not married to you.
Yo, it could be any time. It could be her mood.
It don't bother me when my you want to go?
No, go ahead.
It don't bother me when my wife don't wear a joint. Like if we go out, you know, we go out with y'all. Yeah. We going out, we put on our nice joints or whatever. But sometimes the joint just bothers me. I take it off.
But she don't concrete.
She don't take it personal. But then after a while, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna start putting it on. But if she forget it, I forget it. Don't bother me. You know, because we already know.
That's what I'm saying. So if you change, because I put a ring on you, then now I'm looking at you like,
change? The ring can mean something to a female. Yeah. Not what it is, like, you know, not the type of ring you bought it, but like somebody made it to you would never, you know, have a husband. You know, this and that. That can mean something to them.
That's true, too. But like I said, I only can speak for how I feel. Like, if I put a ring on your finger, I don't want you to take it that I love you more because I put a ring on your finger. Because if you take it off today or tomorrow, it don't mean I'm going to stop loving you.
No, but what you mean
but then there's certain women.
Once you take the ring off, I'm not gonna stop loving you.
No,
so if you lose the ring, does that mean I'm gonna just stop fucking with you because you lost your ring? No, this shit is materialistic.
That's exigent circumstances.
Yeah,
I believe it. What was behind it?
Yeah,
fuck the ring.
Let me not rock my ring for more.
Yeah, like
my thing is
you know what? Wait, hold up.
Some women work to get the ring. And then some women want to be wives that don't know how to be a wife.
That's not true,
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then some women want to be wives but don't know how to be a wife.
Mm. That's true, true.
You know what I'm saying? And they have in their mind that, you know, you're supposed to do these things and have all these expectations.
But we got to know what do we want in a wife, though.
Like, how do you think you know what you want in a wife?
Yeah, I know what I want in a wife.
What would be the three most important things you need in a wife?
She got to be family oriented. All
right.
She got to know how to cook.
Okay.
She got to be loyal.
Family oriented.
Because she family oriented. She gonna be loyal anyway, so I don't even gotta say that.
Be careful.
Yeah, I need.
Just because a woman is a good mom don't mean she's a good woman.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
So that's your three things.
I don't got no mind.
It's
your three things. So it's telling to you.
Is cooking going to devastate you? You know, like, because you...
I'll take away cooking because she got a mind.
No, but do you want her to bring something else to the table?
Like, yeah, she got a mind. She can think for herself. She don't need me to think for her.
Financially, do you want to do all the...
I want a partner. Like, I don't want to be the one that got to carry the stress all the time. Like, because when we say we do, and we get there, like... I don't want to be all right, dad, I got stress, and I don't want you to be having stress all the time, so we going to do this together, man.
I ain't going to lie. Recently, before I got sick, I took on that role of, like, paying everything, and that was the best I ever felt. Of, like when I can go home and say, here, hey, everything. And I'm not even going to say that word aloud. Me and my wife had to communicate, a conversation, and we came to an agreement where she can quit her job and you just focus on your business. And I'll worry about all the bills.
But sometimes life happens and anything can happen. You get hurt on the job.
I'm about to go there. So within, what was it, during 3 months, it was going on. I'm paying all the bills. I'm feeling good. I'm busting my ass at work. But I'm happy because I just gain that I want to say the respect back, or that I look at it as, I'm gonna say the respect and her where she gave me that. Go ahead, baby, you take on it, and it makes.
Do you think that's healthy? Because you gotta think about it. If even though as a man our job is to provide, but in life, see that all that comes from stemming from when a man had to go hunt for food.
I go from so and I also come from a blueprint where I look at it as a rare family. Like I come from a family where I have my mother, my father, they've been married 35 years. No outside siblings. It's four of us. I had a grandfather that had a business. You know, so I come from structure. Mm-hmm. So when I look at my blueprint, I say my father take care of the family. My grandfather, he was a whore, but he took care of his family. You know, his father. So when I said, that's what I want to do, I took care of my family. But then I also got closer to the Bible, and that was something that I read where you are the king of your castle, so therefore you need to take care of your family. So because my wife was making more than me, she was paying more of the bills. So I said, hold up. Well, what I need to do is I need to start managing. And it didn't make me feel less than a man. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh, I need to start paying more weight. Now, I started going the legal way. And I said, I'm just working and get the money. And when she allowed me to take on the responsibilities, I started feeling like that damn, I am this king. And it was like, damn, I'm doing. And then God said, set me down. And now she was back to saying, I'm going to hold you down. And that's when I realized I had a real, like I had that. She my backbone. That's my partner. Yeah. And that's when I realized, like, damn, this was my gift from God. And I was like, yo. I couldn't never ever ask for nobody than better than her, because it really messed me up. Like, yo, I just did all of this. I was busting. Like I said, I was working. It was getting six hours of sleep a week because I was working so much.
You leave one job.
It was a norm to me.
My wife just said, you know, you know, the story, you know, let me say my story. That story, you know, it was very passionate, and you know, I completely understand, but I interpreted differently. You know, I felt like that moment when you was doing all that crazy work, God had to hold you for a second and tell you was tripping. Ain't nobody supposed to be doing all this shit by themselves right now.
But you know,
partnership is needed right now.
It was, but you know what? And also, and there's no excuse. You know how, and I'm gonna use it. You know how your thing is, right? When you get stressed, you go to the gym. That's where you work out at. Papa, when you get stressed, you go to the garbage or whatever. You might get stressed, you might want to write. You get stressed, you want to go play ball. Me, when I get stressed, my mom is working. Mom, I don't want to go to the garbage because I've been in there and all that. Mom was working because I enjoy working and I was getting good money. So it wasn't a stress to me. That's why when I was working, I'd call y'all 5 o'clock in the morning and be energized. Like I'm just getting up. I'm just leaving one job, going to a construction job.
8 hours of sleep, bro.
Man, I need my sleep. I ain't trying to hear none of that, man.
But I'm leaving. I'm on my feet since 6 hours.
Man, you want me to work my ass off like a slave and then come in this house and give you that good dick, man? You out of your fucking mind? I ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
I'm
going to sleep.
I know it wasn't normal. She would tell me, she's like, yo, you shaking. It would be because, like, your body trying to figure out how I'm trying to be like, yo, is you about to get up or is you about to roll?
No,
it'd be like laying down. Yeah. Like,
it'd be like once a month.
Your body?
I'll go to sleep, and it'd be like, I'll sleep for like maybe like 19 hours straight.
Yeah, and then the week, yeah. Friday or Saturday, you can sleep for the whole day.
It'll be Friday night. I think I'm going out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. I'll get to wherever I'm getting.
Oh, see, that's another
clock, and I don't care wherever I'm at. I'm passing out.
Oh, no, they come call me. They like,
yo, that's how I used to do. Yo, I'll be out with him in the bar.
He was like,
and I'll go right to sleep in the bar.
I'm like, yo, it's time to go.
And now, see, I'm still up. See, I don't sleep at night because I work all overnight. So I didn't sleep at night.
I would work overnight.
And then I ain't thinking of all I got to do all that stuff.
Yeah, that shit ain't healthy for you, man.
See, I did overnight. Then you did that shit.
I enjoy it.
I work overnight every now and again.
I can
work overnight because I'll be up at night.
I don't mind being up and everybody not sleeping, but being at work. See, I work at the hospital, so that should be different. Like,
I mean, I miss where I work.
I hear people say that, but like, I enjoy working.
You need to be in your bed.
Like,
the door to death.
You need to be in your bed.
You trying to get deep sleep during the day? I be hearing too much going on.
I still hear everything.
Like,
you think you're going to come home at 7 o'clock and go and do some and go and take a nap and then get up at 12?
Nah.
No. If you got to do any one thing in that morning, you get off at 7.
It's a rest.
You got to do something at 8:30. You're not going to sleep.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
and I got a rush door. Because when I used to come home,
it depends on what type of person you with. Because if you really want that sleep, you gonna get that sleep. Even if you just gotta sit down for a little second, close your eyes, set your alarm.
You gonna get to sleep in different places.
But everybody's like, man, nigga, that ain't no norm. But what the fuck is wrong with you? Because the only thing I was enjoying was when I bring home that. I looked at my, I said, damn. Okay. Here, go pay that.
Your body didn't have enough time.
I was there.
Your body don't have enough time to repair yourself.
When you doing it for years, that's when it starts to fucking attack you. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you could probably do it for a year. You start getting 2-3 years and you working overnight. Oh, no, that's going to fuck you up.
Your central nervous system is going to start.
Yeah. You know, at least at the lowest, I need at least 5.
I need at least 5 hours.
I can do 4 if it's about to be my day off.
Yeah.
And then I remember matter of fact, you knew we went to AC.
Bro,
I stayed up because I'm like, yo, I said I gotta be working 5. So I'm looking.
Yeah.
I guess 1 in the morning. I said, if I go to sleep, I'm gonna be late.
Yeah.
I just stayed up. When I got down to the crib,
that'd be the one.
I went upstairs. Yo, I gotta go to sleep. I go to sleep is a wrap.
Because you know you're going to oversleep. That'd be another reason why you got to stay up and shit. Because it's like, if I take this nap right now, I know I'm tired as fuck, but if I don't, I ain't going to make it to work.
I guess I got used to it. So it was just like,
how many years you working overnight?
That's all I did.
My whole career.
I went, well, yeah, for the most part, no, I'm lying. I did from 3 to 11. And then I started working overnight. But I prefer to work overnight.
You did 3 to 11, then did 11 to something?
No. Before I started my new job, I was working 3 to 11.
Okay.
And then I started my new job. That's when I started working from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Then I go home. Then I go, I do that. Do that Sunday through Wednesday. Then I...
He's throwing the math on that.
Yeah, then I go home for about an hour.
For 5 days?
Yeah, get in the shower. Then I go put on my construction clothes. Okay. And I go straight to my construction job. And I do that until 3 o'clock. I come home.
Construction job with a family somewhere with a hammer and a 2-belt sleep dog.
So when was you getting sleep?
When I got there. I get out like
He would get home about 2 or 3 hours before his shift at the nighttime job.
And I probably sleep
like about an hour of that.
If that. If I, because sometimes I'll say, and get my.
You know what's crazy? Kimber used to think it was crazy because Saturday I used to work 24 hours. Every Saturday, I would get off from the Army base. I would go there at 5. I would be there at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'd be there. I would be up at 4. I would wake up at 4, and I'd be there by like 5:30, start my shift by 6. I would do that Saturday morning, work. So I would work 8 to 10 hours on Saturday there. Then I would travel to my security overnight job, construction joint. And I would work there for like 14 hours.
Dang.
And I didn't get off from there until 7 in the morning. So, since I was already getting off, they would just let me start working. So, I would literally work basically 24 hours. 24, 25 hours on every Saturday. That was crazy.
Yeah, since Saturday, I'll sleep a little bit. And then I'll just get up and take my daughter to softball practice. But Saturday was my family day. Because I work Sunday through Wednesday. And then I was off my overnight my night job, but then I worked my construction job five days a week.
So do you think you value your time as much as you should?
Mm-hmm. I value my time
with your family.
I do value. I was a person that always thought that. If a person don't work, a man don't work, he don't eat. So if I don't work, I can't provide my family.
You was overworking.
But to me, I didn't look at it like everybody. Yeah. Everybody was telling me
because I work pool.
Tell me, like, yo, how you doing that?
Yeah.
But, like, again.
Because your presence is still needed at home.
It was no. But, like I said, when I get home, I told my wife, Saturday is my days when we're with y'all. And I mean, my daughter understood it because, you know, I ain't do nothing with nobody, but that was my softball days, mm-hmm. whatever you want to do. Go to the mall or whatever. That's what I did with them, but. Now, I got nothing but time. Yeah. I can't drink right. Or nothing.
So in 2022, who's going to win? The single dude with all the options or the married dude with the family and kids? Who wins this year?
Single.
The hoes is winning.
Single.
They pray.
The married man.
They bringing reserves with them.
Your wife told you, let's go get it. So that don't count. I'm telling you the fact, baby, if you can't make the rules, if your wife tells you to go get it, that means she leading out of the pack. That ain't cool. So what we saying
so is, if your wife motivates you or give you, like, a push, she leading the pack?
No. She can motivate me. She can give me a push. That's cool and all that. When I feel like she leading the pack, that's when I feel like she dictating everything, and she's the leader of it. Like, my say-so, she hear me,
But it ain't going to change what's about to happen and what's coming. That's when she lead the pack.
So basically, she dictating, she hear your opinion.
But that shit don't get.
But what she's saying is going to trump.
Right. You know how you got some dudes that just be like, I know at the end of the day, that's what she want.
Man, you know.
Fuck that. No. I can't get down like that.
Hold up, no. I just can't. You know when you're going to be like, man, I ain't getting down with that. You already know I'm not getting down with that. You right. Know me.
See?
You, every so woman know they man. You know me.
Like, everybody can't be like that. See,
you know me. Like, I'm not.
How do women know what to do and what not to do to today, man?
Women got picked.
You know what to do and what not to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that.
I think so.
I think a man allows a woman to
do
right,
because a person only going to do what you allow them to do to you.
Wait. So no, I ain't allowed that hoe to suck that poor dick.
No.
She just did it. She just did it. I went to work.
Go ahead.
I went to work.
You should have. You should have.
I'm going to say, to me, that's not true.
Why?
No, it's true. After you snap out, and she realizes what you ain't going to lie. She just ain't going. Oh, they ain't going to lie. Females are trying.
They're going to try.
Trust me, that's what happens.
And so females going to take an inch and take a yard if you give them an inch.
Yeah. Oh,
but that's why you don't give them shit. But that's why you gotta
show that
they met.
My wife, I had.
Something has to happen for you to be at their level. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, your girl got to do something for you for her to know he don't like that.
And that's what I'm saying. Once you let it be known, she ain't going to try that shit no more. Because, and I'm not saying, I'm not saying put fear in her, but put fear in her.
I'm not saying
it. Yeah, it ain't not right.
All right, so who wins this year?
Man.
I heard some people say single. I heard
single
man.
Say the
married man.
No, I think
the
married man.
How?
When and
what? Because
that's
where y'all. That's where
the goal. When I say winning, it just seems like who is it? Who is it more beneficial for in this day and age? Does it make more sense single to be man. Single in this day and age, or does it make more sense to be settled?
I'm gonna be honest. Make more sense to be
single.
No, if you're looking for something new, right?
I'm a person to say I think it's better to be married because all my single homies complain about it ain't no good woman out here.
Yeah.
All my homies that I know that are single or not married. They just be like, yo, you know your woman ain't cheating on you or nothing like that.
Well, what about being and just and then a relationship?
Because you gotta think about society now, women out here, they are just doing
but everybody had a girl that could have been the wife, but everybody fuck it up sometimes.
So if a woman don't get wife, is the guy's fault or is her fault?
It depends on the situation.
If the guy don't get pussy, it's his fault. If the girl don't get wiped, it's her fault. That's the code. That's the code. You know, that's just the code. We decide that shit.
Next question.
Yo,
that wake up.
Ah.
That wake up is important.
During the week, how much sex is needed?
See,
I at least need like twice a day.
Both of y'all week. Both of y'all week.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not getting
both of us.
I'm still heavy, but goddamn, I do want to twice.
I'm gonna be honest, at least at the lowest.
Three.
Times
of that day?
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
I'm about to say, man.
The low.
If you let me get twice a day, we can skip one day and go to the next day. I'll catch you the day after.
To keep me on maintenance, I need it at least every other day.
Yeah.
And that's keeping me just on maintenance.
That's about
That's like on maintenance. That's just keeping me afloat.
See, that shit, it just reminds me. Like, I can't just go like that. That's me. That's because like.
No, I mean, it's times that I don't get it every other day or every. It's times that it's like you go a week.
Like, I don't need that.
I've been there. And I
stopped. But that's why I said maintenance. Like, it's kind of keeping me like, I really don't need it. I'll take it. But.
If both people working, sometimes you walk in the crib, the goal is to just eat dinner and start your day over.
Is that
not mine?
See, mine is different. Like, mine is never turning down. So I don't even, that's not even a
goal.
Mine's
that tired.
But that don't mean that, like, I'm pretty sure I done went a week and
Treats. I don't give a fuck how many treats you do. I done work fucking 26 hours in a 24 hour day. I want some. She tired. Right. So am I.
Why do women say one thing but mean another? But expect men to be mindless and expect us to know what they really want?
I don't fucking know. Play with your mind.
That's a question we'll never know.
Why do women say one thing but mean another? Then expect men to know what they really want.
Because in their mind, we supposed to know what they're talking about.
We're not.
But in their mind.
I disagree with that. I'm in tune with my chick. We be finishing each other thoughts sometime. Like,
you are. But then, as soon as she asked you that one thing, you don't know. Oh, so you don't know what the fuck I'm thinking.
She asked me a lot. It's a lot I don't know. Like,
see, I tell her I'm not Jesus.
For sure.
So I don't know what goes on in there.
Are we going in front?
I didn't go to school for 3 months. I was in school for social work.
I control it.
You dilute it?
Yeah. Now, so that one, I can spray your whole body with.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
I can try, like, you see how my...
All right, let's see these last couple questions.
It don't let's get it.
Yeah, man, that's... Dang.
I do that.
All right. Before we took a little break, the question was... And I think Kate is going to answer it. Why do women say one thing but mean another and expect men to be mind readers and know the answer? Or know what they really want? Come on, my guy. Love you.
Wait, I thought we were going to go around.
Nah, you said you were going to answer when we got back.
Damn sure did.
Yeah, I want to hear.
All right, they say one thing to make you happy. But in reality, mm-hmm. they want you to know what they really want. And if you don't, they're going to say you don't know them. That's my perspective.
Can you give me an example?
Example. All right, they can say, oh, it's cool if we don't. Oh, they can say, do you really want to do this? Like, have something? And I can be like, no, I really didn't want to do this. Well, that's fine with me. We can do something else. In reality, they want to do what they wanted to do in the beginning. They just want you to come to an agreement with them. And if you don't, and they do what you want to do, trust me, they're gonna be there. But you can tell they want to, you know, do what they want to do in the beginning.
And then you're hoping you will say
That's how it goes sometimes. It's like you gotta agree with them.
That's where that compromise is coming at.
They gotta get that 70, you gotta get that 30. Mm-hmm.
That's where that compromise come in. That, all right, we gonna do it your way right now.
And sometimes we don't.
All right,
we don't
just
care.
Remember, like you today, know, your day. When I say we doing we this,
so we not gonna
I don't want to hear nothing. We doing now. This.
Okay. Nobody else want to answer that.
That's also on the real, like you said, you know, what goes on the kind of compromise. Go ahead.
I think you want to answer it.
He does.
Answer that shit.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Yeah, please.
Go on, Daddy.
I'm missing hands.
School of gems.
You know, I stand down.
You stand down?
No,
I knew somebody was going to plead the fifth.
No. Not that one. He's not going to plead the fifth. Take a sip, but put it there and go.
Not him.
I repeat the question.
Kay was saying? Sometimes, like, I'll just go along and get along. But then sometimes, even if I don't care, like, if I still feel that way. Just to stand on some shit, just because it ain't going to go this way this time, even though I don't care, but it's just not going to go this way this time, I'm going to stand
sometimes
on
that. Sometimes you got to stand
on yeah.
Just because.
I agree with that.
You don't care how it goes for real, but sometimes you just got to do it.
How do you make your partner get on the same page as you?
You got to communicate.
Yeah. I'm gonna give an example. So when I go into super grind mode, right? Especially after September. September is a big month in my household. Only because it's my wife's birthday and my wedding anniversary. That was a setup, like I said. But anyway, so this can't be mediocre in whatever I do because it's two big situations. So
big one.
So after September, I like to go on like stat mode. I like to go on like, all right, you know, because listen, I've done it before, but I hope you don't think you gonna knock my dick in the dirt in September and then turn around in December right there and you get the same preferential treatment. My wife's for you, and guess what? She be expecting something. Crazy. But the reality of it is I think that's where me and my wife bump the most head, because if I say I tell her I don't want to do nothing, I don't want to come to none of your family events, I don't want to go nowhere, I don't want to go to no banquets, I don't want to spend no money doing this or doing that, I'm not taking you on any dates. For some reason, I feel like, and sometimes I feel it's disrespectful. Why am I getting all these text messages and you ask me, you want to do this? You want to do this? You want to do that? You want to do that? I'm like, yo, if I just told you that I'm in grind mode, I have a goal in my mind, and I want to stack this chicken.
Shane, come on, what you
that go back to so what you were saying, you got to stand on some shit sometimes.
And you know what's crazy?
They're going to try you.
And sometimes, even though it'll bring some tension in the house, you know what I'm saying? It'll bring tension in the house because, you know, shoot.
That's when that pussy strike come.
I'm okay. K with a little bit of tension.
You know.
I'm okay with a little bit of tension.
But do you ever experience that?
Oh, all the time?
Yeah.
I call you all the time. Time with you.
Right.
Because you want to do something that I don't want to do. But then you get mad, maybe because I'm like, I'm not into it. You know, I don't like your family, some of your family members. So I why would you invite me there if you don't go get hostile and fire me? You feel me? So then it's like, because you know, when we get there, then you get mad if I sit in the corner and just mind my business. Oh, you just anti-social. No, I told you I didn't want to be here from the door. So now your feelings hurt. Now you bark. No, well, you were wrong from my
Ask me that again.
Why? What's this?
How did you get your spouse on the same page?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My man, because I'll be answering him one question that I got raised and I'll segue.
Because I forgot how we got to the family shit, but yeah. I definitely.
Not that habit?
Will cut my. I told wifey upon marriage, like, yo, you know. done over there, right? Like, I mean, that was one of the, because I mean, you want to quote the Bible, leave and cleave, like,
for sure.
And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we taking advice from people who been out of 4 or 5 marriages, like, this is our marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We create our own. We don't mimic nobody. You know what I mean? And I think once we got out of that space, man, it took building. Mm-hmm. But I think to what you said, you spent. Yeah, my wife spent so much money over the years that, like, she know now, like, we shouldn't be having those conversations anymore 10 years into our marriage. Like, you done fucked up marriage money before we was married.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, we now, you know, retirement's closer than anything. Like, mm-hmm. So the things that we're prepping for is huge, is more bigger than, like, short-term experiences, but I do want to give my wife credit if she does hear this. Mm-hmm. She has stepped up from the woman that I met to the mm-hmm. woman she is now. She is, I would call her a partner. That came from being going through some shit, a lot of trauma, but we
went to turn that soil.
On the same token, like, she's a warrior. Uh-huh. I mean, to what you don't get 100% from a woman, but what I got from her, I know I'm not going to get from nobody else.
More than enough.
Lessons too.
So that brings me to another question that's right there. Like, do y'all believe in like having like partnership financing, like finances? Like,
right.
All your money in the same account?
Nope.
I do. I got
to drink. Yeah, it don't have to be all.
When he was telling his story,
I was thinking about it.
Like, oh, y'all.
Let's say both of us get paid every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Most of us.
Together.
I mean, my degree is in finance. I don't say. I listen. To what you said, mm-hmm. I can have the same sweatsuit.
Yeah.
I could minimize my clothes to have a pocket full of bread.
There you go.
She's the opposite, where I have to teach her, like, yo, you getting these bags, but you ain't got no money to put on.
Right. So that's like, my wife has
that. That's so crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like we both have educated women, like go getters, but they also entitled. They treat like princesses and stuff like that.
So they need to see that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So when she saw that account and how it was growing, and her husband's minimizing, it's like, I should listen to him. Because I'm gonna tell you, like, I'll take all the money from the check and stash it. Like, and we just living off of this for these next couple of weeks. Yeah. I'm that frugal, I won't call it frugal, but I'm that
I was different. I never value money.
Uh-huh.
I never value it until I got with my wife. Because me and I come from two different, like, backgrounds.
I would say I
didn't value it because I had it. So when I got it, I just say, I'm spending it. Whatever y'all want to go out, let's go out, and it's on me. When her, no, we going to stay. Until I had my daughter. So now I treat $100 like $1. I'm not going to spend it. That shit. I'm not. Because once you break it, it's gone. It's gone. So I'm going to keep that one. I have $100
like,
for damn near a year.
You said at first it wasn't like that. It took you a while to get her on that page.
It took time. Man. It took you. But it's funny because a lot of women, like your lady might not be cool with your mother. Mm-hmm. I've experienced situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
And on my end, it's kind of opposite. My mom's and my wife are they neck and neck. So, like, she'll even compliment her, like, yo, you never wanted to hit him, but now I see you moving. Like, you actually moving, like, you moving in your own space, and she's resourceful, and she's like, she got doctors coming to her, but it's like, she gonna say to me, like, yo, I didn't even know I had that into me. I thank you for pulling that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like, it would be times where I tell her like this, you want to be a worker,
mm-hmm.
or you want to be a boss?
Mm-hmm.
Like, which one is it? You can't mm-hmm. be both. You know what I mean? You gotta work to a point, but your mentality is like, I'm gonna get this job. And now we're taking time away from our family because we're working. Mm-hmm. And we have a daughter, and we're in a situation. Now we've become roommates.
Yeah.
Because I don't see you.
You don't see me.
So, like, let's now divert from working for others and work for ourselves and build this dynasty that we see in each other and empower each other. Because that's what a true man, you're supposed to empower your woman so she's better.
How many years you been with your wife?
I've known her since she was 19. She's 40 now.
All right, so I'm pretty sure in the beginning, like, because I feel like, these keys that you got, you always had them, and you would probably tell her these. So when she wasn't listening at first, would you give her, like, would you come at it with, like, negative, or you just like, all right, I'm going to say what I said.
It's funny you said that, because she would say, like, yo, you the worst coach. But only because the coaches, I played ball. The coaching I had, they would be in your ass. It wasn't no, it's tough love.
Yeah, right.
But in the same token, I would be tough, and then I would come back. I would reflect and be like, yo, how could I have said that better? Okay. And then I would come back and then try to, like, at least smooth it over and be like, yo, I wish you could see what I see in you.
Mm.
And then once she could kind of figure, like, where it was coming from, that it was coming from a place of
negative, and you just want better.
I just want to see you better.
Uplifting your partner.
You come, and then I would say, like, yo, we both come from families that didn't have this.
But we don't have enough of that in African America where we uplift each other. So I'm gonna give you flowers on that too. Just uplifting your significant other. Because again, what we do is we gotta probably bring each other down, and we don't have enough. A lot of families we're working together. It's hard.
We gotta share the resources,
bro.
I mean,
so much hate to it. We can't bring each other up.
And that's an environment.
Yeah, husband and wife. None of that.
It's funny. I done been in. This has been this year, and I've had older men pull me to the side, be like, working with your wife? I'm like, yeah. They like, I've never worked with a woman. And he's been divorced like 3 or 4 times, and that's why, bro. Because my mentality is like, she's not only she's my wife, she's the mother of my daughter. You know what I mean? My daughter is like, that's another woman that's going to be, I have to raise. So it's like this, if she's better off, God forbid something happens to me, she's better off than the woman that she was when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
After she met me, then I've done some kind of part in her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I did what I said. And she said to the point where, like, she'll be making like $30,000-$40,000 a month mm-hmm. in the next couple of months. And that, I had a part in that, but that was on her too. You know what I'm saying? That was her hustle.
That's major,
you know what I'm saying? So, like,
because some men don't like their woman to be more like making more money or like.
And I hate that man. I think every brother here loves their woman, and I think the myth of saying that black men don't support their women, we don't empower their women. I believe that's a false. Every man in here wants to see best for their
women. We do.
The thing is that
we don't do it enough. Like you said, it's a bunch of black men that so scared of a female that makes more than them. It's like a disrespect. I don't want to use the word disrespect, but it's more so of like, I can't be with you. You make more than me, so I can't be that king because you make more than me. See me?
It's an ego.
But that's only with us.
That's his mindset.
But what I'm saying, that's the problem in our community. We have this ego problem where we don't support each other. And like you said, when our woman come out, men make it more than us, it's a problem. To me, I want them like, too. I uplift them.
But see, that's certain men too.
It's certain, I want my woman to be a
man. When you got a family, if you like you ain't gonna get like if you ain't doing nothing, like if you trying to do something, but if you ain't doing nothing, then you see your wife making more, that shit motivates you to say, I ain't gonna try to just go jump and make more. I need to add something to that. Mm-hmm. Not know it's a competition the goal is to pay our bills, set your kids up, you know, in their future or whatever.
Yeah.
But some men, you know, it's kind of younger men is like that. Yeah. Real.
You know what's dope, and we all can kind of take a lesson out of that to answer this, is the fact that he knew what his wife had in her, mm-hmm. right? He was like the gardener. Mm-hmm. He had the toil, the ground, the soil. You know, in garden, you know, you can have soil, and in order for something to grow out of it, you got to toil, you got to mm-hmm. overturn it so that soil mm-hmm. that's under the bottom that's nourished can go on top mm-hmm. so that stuff can grow out of it. So if we had that same mentality, regardless of why, you got to think about it. Technically, even though the plant is where the fruit come from, the garden is more important
mm-hmm.
because he made it happen. Mm-hmm. So like his wife was basically a doctor. It doesn't matter. He ain't go to school for a doctor, but guess what? He gave her what she needed to push for that. Because who knows? She might have just started to be an RN.
She wanted to be a social worker.
A social worker, right?
He gave her the motivation.
She wanted. I said, "Yo,
that's how."
You know the crazy thing, and I think sometimes like we so ingrained in like emotion and just like not seeing the bigger picture. Like I had this argument with my wife all the time because she's this individual that is chasing after her passion. And I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand about passion. But my thing is, like, you know, chill, don't pay the bills. Like, your passion may not be the best thing for your life, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because technically, I'd be willing to tell my wife, yo, we can go help crackheads on the weekend when we off. But you should find I'm already in my mindset, like, I don't want to seem like forcing her, but I need to get her to change careers. And it's not so much just because I feel like it's a dead end. Because I'm like, yo, we're paying for all this money for college and school, and you coming to me, and you know what, like, you know what I'm saying, like, about this, and I'm not about school. I'm not against it, because I don't feel like it's for everybody, but I feel like if you're going to go to school, it has to be beneficial. And I'm like, what's the purpose of going in debt and it's not going to yield the fruit you're looking for at the end of the ball game?
Depending on how far she want to take it.
You got people that go and that have $500,000 of student debt mm-hmm. and they're not even making $100,000 a year.
But again, what did they do with that paperwork that they work with? I'm only saying.
No, I
went to school for social
75 social workers. Hey, guess what?
But
you don't know one rich social worker that does social work.
I'm gonna tell you that's not true.
I know a lot of
major brothers are. But the thing difference is.
But see, are they just social workers?
You go and get your doctor. So then you become So therefore, that's the thing. How far are you pushing?
But at that point, you
go get your life. You go get your license. It's steps to it. Because I mean, that, you know, that was my
passion.
The performance, yeah. I mean, all of it.
His wife is getting her.
Her career is not yielding anything.
But I kind of disagree.
You heard me, so do I.
And I can give you the jewels on it because actually, the field she's in mental health and drug rehabilitation. Now that the white people are on opioids, they're throwing money. Rehabs makes a lot of money.
That goes back to your point about do you want to be a worker?
We've had those conversations.
Yeah.
I will say this. My wife has had those conversations with her in regards to, like, yo, listen, you can do your own shit.
Have your own.
You can have your own. Like,
my thing is, like, my wife, as a former drug dealer, I knew that it was a big chance that one of my addicts could attack me, do something crazy, or whatever. And I be telling my wife, like, yo, it could be any given Sunday. Yeah, it could be any given day that you get caught slipping. Mm-hmm. What you going to do?
I ain't thinking about it from that aspect.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that also like, come with that job. It comes with the job.
But see, me, the risk is not that the risk and the reward doesn't balance out. Because, man, if you're in the field, it don't. If you're the boss, yeah, it does.
So you know? Let me ask you this question, right?
Let me ask you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You went to school for social work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. School, social work.
How much have you go to school they start us out?
See, for me, it'll be different.
So, because, say it was 100, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta go, how many years you got to go to school?
Well, so with social work, when you go to school for social work is something that everybody can do. It's a passion. And that's what you're saying is when you do social work, it's something that you don't do for the money, you do for the bad passions. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a calling. And it's a lot of money that's in social work. But that's when you get up to after your master, then you get a license, and then things of that nature.
So you think you should, you're going to school, you know, for your passion. Mm-hmm. Say if you make $90,000 a year, right? Mm-hmm. My uncle, he's a CEO, mm-hmm. but they call it Phoenix now, not Greece.
Yeah. Exactly.
He makes 100 G's, then mm-hmm. go to school, then he's like, dropped mm-hmm. out high school. Now, he could be attacked any day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But like you said, the risk and the reward. Mm-hmm. You going to school, got to pay that back. Then you taking a chance that somebody attacking you too. So them two, and you had to go to school for that 100 G's. So it's like sometimes you got to look
at
it.
What's the difference of your wife going to school, right? And then being in that predicament where somebody attacking them, then he and I having being inside of a school that disinfected, and one of the schools attacking us. Like, what is the difference?
Is it a difference because
she paid? She paid to go to school.
No, it has nothing to do with the pay. It's a difference because the predicament is, at the end of the day, regardless if we want it to happen or not, we know there is a possibility of her getting attacked. Who ever want to think it's a possibility of you getting attacked because you're going into school to clean it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I also.
If you put that on a danger factor, it's not. It's both of them.
Yeah, because I also worked in that field, and it's like me being around them.
That's like me and my field of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry.
What you saying is like. What you saying is
it can
possibilities.
Happen. Can happen at 10.
You're talking about possibilities and they talking about probabilities because I know I'm doing this.
Exactly.
You talking about it's impossible. Like it's
I know that it's possible.
It's a possibility. My mother been in social work. I'm 35, right? My mother been in social work for maybe, I want to say, 20-something mm-hmm. years. Never been attacked. She didn't deal with all every woman. She didn't ran every woman shelter in Pennsylvania. I've been involved in it also. So it's a possibility that it can happen, but it's not a guarantee.
I think it's more possible
because I'm gonna say this one because it's just like going outside and it's a possible you can get
It's possible, but
it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen.
Possibilities and probabilities is not, you don't get a guarantee in one of them. It's just which one balances out differently.
I just had a deeper question. But I just wanted to know, because you spoke on passions, and I don't think as black men we get a chance to really, truly fulfill our passions because mm-hmm. we're